Thanks for dropping by. It is Michael Kerr here, and you're listening to Inspiring Workplaces, Humor at Work. I want to talk about the power of self-enhancing humor at work. Years ago, I worked with a woman who constantly put herself down with her humor until I offered her gentle suggestions to help her still laugh at herself, but without belittling herself in the process. You know, research shows there's a huge difference between self-defeating humor and self-enhancing humor, even though both styles reflect an ability to laugh at ourselves. Self-defeating or self-disparaging humor in a work setting is sometimes used as a defense mechanism to mask negative feelings or to please others by making oneself the butt of all jokes. Self-defeating humor is linked to a lack of confidence, low self-esteem, and higher levels of anxiety. Conversely, self-enhancing humor allows us to laugh at ourselves and at our blunders still, but without demeaning ourselves in the process. Self-enhancing humor is linked to higher levels of confidence, self-esteem, and optimism. Studies time and time again show that when people laugh at themselves, especially leaders, other people view them in a more positive light. A study from Seattle University, for example, looked at a boss delivering three variations of the same humorous story to three different groups. In the first story, the punchline was everyone in the company. In the second story, the audience was the butt of the joke. And in the third version, the boss made himself the butt end of the joke. The result, by an overwhelming margin, the third group, where the boss was the punchline, rated that boss as the most trustworthy, likable, and caring of the three leaders. So when you laugh at yourself, make sure you're not putting yourself down, that you truly are just laughing at those bloopers and blunders and making yourself more human by being able to laugh at yourself, but in a positive, self-enhancing way. And now my fun at work tip, a simple and somewhat silly idea from one of my clients. They have given names to every one of their office plants, complete with a little name tag to identify Burly Bruce or Thorny Thelma. They said it's a simple way to make guests and employees smile, and it encourages everyone to appreciate the plants and even become better caretakers. I mean, after all, how could you let Thelma go thirsty? And the quote of the week from Canadian humorist Dave Broadfoot, who sadly we lost this past week. Rest in peace, Dave, and thanks for the laughs. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, some accidental humor found on doctors' patients' charts. This patient has two teenage children, but no other abnormalities. By the time this patient was admitted, his rapid heart had stopped, and he was feeling much better. On the second day, her knee was better, and on the third day, it disappeared completely. And the patient is a 79-year-old widow who no longer lives with her husband. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, cruise by the website www.humoratwork.com for books, articles, videos, and more resources.